You're listening to Community Matters on 92 Gold and 104.3 Kinzu Country.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Community Matters. I am your host, John Robbins, and this week is a special edition of Community Matters with the Eisenhower girls basketball team. They play Bishop McCourt, or play Bishop McCourt, on Friday in the state playoffs. First time in over a decade they qualified for the state playoffs. So I'm going to hand it over to Dave Engstrom, who has a special edition of Community Matters, a Coach's Corner edition, right here on 92 Gold and 104.3 Kinzu Country.
Coach's Corner is on the air. Hi, hello, and how are you? I'm Dave Engstrom with a special state playoff edition of Coach's Corner. Today I have Coach DJ Steinberg, head basketball coach of the Lady Knights of Eisenhower, joining me. Coach, welcome to Coach's Corner.
Thanks for having me.
So, you guys play Bishop McCourt on
Friday.
Okay. First of all, let's get the background story of this team. You sent me some information just three short years ago. They were 2-20. And the next year, when you took over?
Yeah. Well, I can go back even before that. So, the girls who are juniors now. I've been coaching them since they were in fourth grade, so I've been with them quite a while, come quite a long ways. But, yeah, the year before I took over, the school was 2-20 that year. Three of the girls that we have now who are juniors were starters that their freshman year, and that year was the first year that the school went above 500 and had a winning record in, I think it was like 13 years. So it was just a major accomplishment, you know, with them. And then the seniors we had that year of, you know, really taking the first steps at getting a winning record. And, you know, we're a 2A school. We were playing up in a 3A region, which was difficult. And then, you know, last year we didn't have any juniors or seniors, you know, still in the same region, which was tough. But we came out about 500, made playoffs 2 years in a row, which was big for our program. Lost by a buzzer beater against Mapleville last year, which was tough, you know. Yep. But it's been a really good strong 3 years. I couldn't be more proud.
So yeah, Bishop McCourt on Friday. Bishop McCourt, the Lady Crushers. Don't know whoever put that name together, but they are 22-4 overall this year. They are ranked 35th in the state. How are you preparing to handle them this Friday night?
Yeah, you know, so about a week ago, I was looking at who we could possibly play, and I saw them. You know, you see the name Bishop or Prep or one of those things. You know, it's a private school. You know they're going to be good. And then, yeah, that record, it's an outstanding record. So, you know, going in, I was, you know, optimistic, knew it would be difficult. But, you know, watching film, they're definitely beatable. Half the teams in our region are harder than them. You know, all these playoff games that we've played are harder. It's not going to be an easy win, but it's not going to be, you know, one that we're going to go into and it's like we can't compete with this team. It's not one of those types of games at all. So seeing the film, I was excited because, you know, it's been a really long time since our program's been in states, but, you know, it's been a really long time since we won a state playoff game. And, you know, this Friday, it's definitely a possibility.
And back for with say you win Friday, I know you guys are all preparing to win. I know that Port Allegheny could be on that home cooking menu after that.
Yeah, and that would be really fun. You know, in fact, there were some referees throughout the year who, you know, they ref over there, and you know, and I've talked to their coaches before as well too, and you know, they're kind of comparable. I know they're guard strong. They're fast. They've got a good record and a good team. And that would be really, really cool for D9, D10 if something like that happened, you know, to have something, you know, close to home like that. But, yeah, that would be a pretty neat experience.
Let's talk about the health of the team.
Yeah, so we're short on numbers. You know, we have 9 when we're healthy. You know, we have our senior who's out for the season. She hasn't been able to play since even before Maplewood. She went out the last game of the season and hasn't been able to return. So, you know, everything that we've done, we've been shorthanded. So really making it even more difficult. But it speaks to the resolve of these, you know, juniors and sophomores that we have. We don't have any freshmen either. Just the grit and determination that they have to, you know, get the wins. But, yeah, short on numbers, got to stay healthy. messy, you know, light on subs, it makes it difficult. And, you know, but hey, I can guarantee you these girls are in shape. You know, they're going to run the court, and they're definitely not going to give up.
Are you preparing a lot of pressing for Friday night, or just kind of half court, full court? See what it brings.
Yeah, it's no secret. We're a guard heavy team. We press. You know, we try to make teams play at our pace, play a little bit faster, force a lot of turnovers. You know, we have a few different sets that we work out of. And you know, when one thing doesn't work, we try another. And one thing doesn't work, we try another. But yeah, you know, we are a fast paced pressing team. You know, we rely on our defense to you know, get some easy buckets for us.
Okay. Good luck, Coach, Friday night. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with three members of the Lady Dragon, and, well, not Lady Dragons, Lady Knights. I'm so used to saying Lady Dragons, but we'll be back with three members of the Lady Knights right after this.
Welcome back to Community Matters on Warren Radio.
Okay, welcome back. Dave Engstrom alongside three of the Lady Knights from Eisenhower. I have with me is Clara Steinberg, Lainey Font, and Lainey Belcher. Ladies, welcome.
Thank you.
Very nice. So a little background on these three. Clara just got her 1,000th point back on January 6th. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Clara's also number 2 in scoring in all District 10, and Lainey Font is in the top 30. So congratulations on those two.
Thank you.
Clara and Lainey are also number 1 and number 3 three-point shooters, respectively, in all of District 10. Clara, you've hit 75 three-pointers this year.
Yeah.
And Lainey, you have hit?
58.
I'll tell you a little inside story. When we're calling the games, we have this thing we've developed called Way Downtown. So whenever the team we're covering, the home team, hits a three-pointer, it's Way Downtown, and we'll throw in a business after that. Well, you guys have over 120-some three-pointers. I don't think we have that many businesses, so congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And the other Lainey, Lainey Belcher, you are defensive-minded. Tell us about that.
I love playing defense. It's my favorite part of the game. I just love getting steals and helping assist my teammates to get points.
Very nice. So let's... 2-20 as freshmen, correct?
No.
Okay. All right, 2-20 coming into that. Now you guys are a playoff caliber team. Give me some thoughts on going from that to what you're at now.
So when we entered high school, we knew that our program was not necessarily strong. So we knew we had to come in, put in the work over the summer, which we did, along with the senior group that was with us our freshman year. And we knew we had to work really hard to get that winning record, and that's what we did.
That was Lainey Font. Lainey Belcher?
I know we all worked really hard. We worked hard over the summer to get starting spots to show everybody our potential and what we wanted.
Claire?
Yeah, we knew that we really had nothing to lose going into it, and we knew we had a bunch of seniors we had to beat out for spots. So we really just put in the work and gave it everything we had to be as good as we are now.
So how does being in the state playoffs compare now compared to that first playoff appearance you guys ever had?
Our first playoff appearance, we got crushed, to say the least. We lost, I think, by probably 60. So getting to the states just 2 years later, like, it's a huge confidence booster, especially going into our senior year and, like, going into these games. We know that we can beat almost any team. Like, we competed with Kennedy Catholic this year. Mm-hmm. That was the team we lost to 60 by, and we know they're a top team in the state, so it's a big confidence booster.
Okay, that was Lainey Font. Lainey Belcher?
I agree with everything Lainey Font said.
Okay, Clara.
Yeah, I agree as well. It's just, it's huge for us, especially like Lainey said, going into our senior year. Like, I feel like we just really needed that. And, like, if we get a state win this year, that'd be huge for us as well. Like, just one of the goals we put up in the beginning of the season. So it'd be awesome if we could get it.
Okay, now a two-part question. We're going to start with Lainey Belcher down here. Tell me the high point of the season for you so far.
The high point of the season for me... I don't know. Honestly, I feel like every game I have at least something good that happens, and it all just adds up. And
okay. And what about low point of the season so far?
The low point, Definitely whenever I get injured, like, I'm kind of small, so if I get hit, then it's kind of a beating for me, but, you know, I always come back.
Lainey Fun, high point of the season so far.
Honestly, like Lainey said, there's good takeaways from every game, but honestly, I think my favorite moment of the season was when Morgan hit that three-pointer against Kennedy Catholic. Like, it was awesome. Okay. And I would say that was my high point.
And low point?
Probably when we lost against Union City. That was a team that we should have beat. It hurt our seeding, probably. And it was a team we lost to that we should have beaten, and it was kind of hurt our confidence a little, to be honest.
Okay, Clara. Other than the 1,000-point, reaching the 1,000-point plateau, high point of the season?
Probably winning our playoff game, I'd say. It was just really rewarding to get that win, especially from all the work we put in over the summers and when really no one's watching and no one knows that we're in here putting the work in. So,
okay. Low point of the season?
Probably losing to Union City, like Lainey said. It was a team we definitely should have beat. We beat them the first time. We just didn't come out with our A game and play our best, and yeah, that was our low point, I think.
Okay. Well, good luck Friday night against Bishop McCourt, the Lady Crushers. Hopefully you guys will be doing the crushing this year. Got two bonus questions for you. We've brought Coach back in, so here we go. Bonus question number one. We'll start with Clara. What is the best sandwich?
I'd say a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Okay, Lainey?
I don't like sandwiches.
If you did, what would it
Come
be?
Come on, Lainey. PB&J.
Okay, Lainey?
A Philly cheesesteak.
Coach?
Well, I would say the Philly cheesesteak from A&J's Subs out in Olean. It is like, I will make a special trip out there for that thing.
Awesome. All right, final question. Clara, what number am I thinking of?
45.
No. Lainey?
73.
No. Lainey?
5.
No. Coach?
23.
No. All right. That's Coach's Corner special playoff edition with the Lady Knights of Eisenhower. A special thank you going out to Coach DJ Steinberg, Claire Steinberg, Lainey Font, Lainey Belcher, and the rest of the team looking on. Good luck Friday night. For Coach's Corner, I'm Dave Engstrom.
Thank you for listening to Community Matters on 92 Gold and 104.3 Kinzu Country.